I'm Sean Crawford. This is WUIS, and joining us today is the UIS Chancellor, Susan Cook. It is that time of the year again where school is getting underway, not just for high schools, elementary schools, but also for universities, and the UIS campus no exception. Chancellor, thanks for being with us today.
Glad to be here, Sean.
Let's talk a little bit about the coming year ahead. What can people expect here on the UIS campus? Going to see some changes? Anything new going on?
Well, you know, this time of year is always very exciting on a college campus. There's so much anticipation. We've had new student orientation going on all summer. It looks like we'll have the largest freshman class in the history of the university, so that's very, very exciting. One of the most exciting processes that we've had going on for the last several months is the design process for the Student Union Project. And that is going to be an extremely important building for our campus because it will be the social heart of the campus. And, of course, it's going to take a while to get that building built, but we've just received the preliminary drawings from the architects, and it's looking very exciting.
A very, and can't really describe it too well on radio probably, but a lot of glass. It's going to look very modern. Can you give people an idea where this would be located on campus?
Well, the site that has been identified by the architects and engineers, I think, is an absolutely ideal location. It's going to be on what I would describe as the far end of the quad. If you think of the colonnade as being the top and the other end of that long rectangle being the bottom, it'll be anchored right in the middle, right in front of the soccer field, and it really will be the central point of the campus.
I know there are a lot of people out there saying that, you know, maybe the wave of the future is the internet. The wave of the future is not physical buildings. Why is it important to have a student union on this campus?
You know, that's such a great question. And I was just reading a new report yesterday, it's interesting about the conflicting interests of students. One of the results of this study was talking about how students really prefer, their number one preference for communication with their faculty is face-to-face. That having been said, as most people know, UIS is a national leader in online education. So I think part of the challenge for us is to find that balance. But certainly, you'll never get away from the importance of face-to-face interactions, both in the classroom and outside the classroom. And really, the student union is going to be an essential element of building community for our campus. And based on what our students tell us, and I mean students of all types, commuter students, residential students, graduate, undergraduate, they feel that building the student union is the highest priority for our campus right now.
Students have also approved a campus referendum in which they pay a fee toward that, but that doesn't cover the whole cost.
That's right.
So how is that going to be paid for?
Well over a year ago, you're correct, our students voted to impose a fee on themselves, and so they are going to be building a significant part of this building on their own. We are launching a fundraising campaign this fall, and we'll also be using, a very small amount of university funds for particular parts of the union. So it's a combination of things, and it's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about it, but it's really a high priority for us.
Now, this money does not take away from other things on campus, other departments, other needs that you have.
No. And I think that's an important element, too. We're very, very committed, to providing an exceptional educational experience for our students. So we're constantly being very, very careful about the management of our budget so we meet the educational needs of our students.
When we say student union, I know not everybody understands exactly what we're talking about. So if you could also give us a little background about what will be in that building.
Well, we've had a very large number of students and also faculty and staff involved with the process for the last almost 6 months now of determining what would be in and what would not be in. And, of course, as everyone would expect, there are a number of social spaces. There will be the university's dining services will be in the building, and there will be a variety of dining options for faculty, staff, students, visitors, members of the community. There will be a large multipurpose room. There will be a coffee shop, which was very high on the list for our students. One of the food outlets will look like kind of a sports venue. And so it really is going to reflect the needs of our students. It also will be the home of a center that really hasn't quite been named yet, but it'll be a center for student leadership and student engagement. It will be the home of student government, student organizations, And our Center for Civic and Volunteer Engagement will be in the Student Union also.
We are talking with the UIS Chancellor, Susan Cook. One of the big pushes I know on this campus has been to try to attract more international students. How is that going?
You know, it's going very well. In fact, I just had an email cross my desk yesterday indicating that we're changing the location of international student orientation because the numbers are higher than anticipated, and so we had to find a bigger room for that orientation. So that's a good sign. We're having particular success in China. And the Dean of Business, Ron McNeil, and I spent just over a week in China in March to help promote the partnerships we have with universities there. So we're excited about our growth in Asia in particular. But really, students are really coming to us from around the world, and they're appreciating the individualized attention that they receive on this campus. And, of course, that's something that we're known for.
When it comes to enrollment, of course, you can't talk about that without talking about the cost of going to school as well. It seems as though the University of Illinois as a whole has tried to limit tuition increases over the last few years. I think realizing trustees saying they realize that this cost has really grown quite a bit. Do you feel as though UIS is a good bargain still for people to come here and go to school?
Well, you know, not only do I think we're a pretty good bargain, that has been confirmed by some national organizations that study that sort of thing. But that having been said, providing students access to a University of Illinois education is a significant challenge. And we've worked very hard to revise our financial aid planning so that we can offer students as much support as possible. And it really is a very significant challenge for Illinois families to ensure that their students can attend a four-year institution. And I continue to be concerned about it. It is one of my highest priorities in fundraising. Our Access Illinois fundraising project is very successful so far because we have many friends of the university who are supporting scholarships for our students, and I deeply appreciate their support.
I know that there has long been a goal to get the university to the 6,000 student mark. Still not quite there, and I don't imagine it's going to happen this fall, but is it inching toward that?
You know, inching is probably the right word. We certainly do have a priority for growth. It's one of our top three priorities, and we are in a very competitive situation now for lots of reasons, including demographics in the Midwest. But I am cautiously optimistic. We are heading the right direction. As I said, our freshman class will be bigger than it's been in the past. We're working very hard to retain our students, and the number one reason that we lose them is because they run out of money, frankly. And so that financial aid piece is very, very important.
It was about a year ago you announced a plan for growth of the campus and visibility for the campus as well. The campaign has been out there. I've seen it on billboards. I've seen people talking more about it. Has it been successful at this point? Do you feel it's getting across?
I think it's been very successful so far. Of course, you know, it's an ongoing project, and the university needs to be committed to it, and really it needs to be integrated throughout the university. The idea of leadership lived really came from our own students, faculty, staff, and alumni, and it reflects, I think, not only the exceptional public affairs opportunities that are provided at this university, which of course is the university in the state capital, but it also, I think, reflects the commitment that our faculty have to preparing students for leadership roles, whatever their major may be. So I'm very pleased with how that campaign has been going.
Well, public affairs is certainly something that this campus is known for. But when I have talked to you in the past, you've also shown an interest in possibly expanding the curriculum more. Do we see anything on the horizon that could possibly become a major part of the curriculum at UIS?
Well, we certainly do. Adding new academic programs that are in high demand is a very, very high priority and part of our growth strategy. We will be gradually adding new academic programs over the next several years. We've already identified a few. We've had an academic programs task force that has been working this last year. As a regional public university, UIS is a little bit unusual in that one-third of our students are graduate students. So graduate programs are also very, very important to how we serve the region.
You have shown an interest, I know, in the past, but in your background as well, in UIS getting more involved maybe in the medical field somehow as well. Would that be part of this discussion?
That absolutely is part of the discussion. And we've been having some very good conversations with members of the medical community here who are advising us as to how we can best serve that particular employment sector, which is now the largest employment sector in Springfield.
Well, speaking of Springfield, I know that you would have talked too as well about possibly having the campus become a little bit more of a part of maybe, say, the downtown area, maybe mm-hmm. student housing downtown, things like that. Talk just a bit about that. Why do you think that's important for UIS to branch out in Springfield a bit more?
Well, we're working with the Chamber right now and others and having a discussion about whether or not we might be able to create some housing downtown for graduate and professional students, not only students from UIS who work in state government from our graduate programs, but perhaps also students from the School of Medicine and other young people who are looking for that urban experience. I think for us to have a presence downtown would be a very valuable thing. It would enhance our visibility. It would allow us perhaps to better serve those particular students who really are located mostly in the downtown area near state government.
And it would make, I guess, downtown a bit more vibrant as well with more people living there.
So. Right, and that would certainly serve the strategic ideas from the Chamber as well.
Well, that is Springfield. UIS has a presence in Peoria as well, and you have talked with the mayor and others there about possibly expanding in Peoria as well as UIS. Have you had any more conversations on that? Where does that stand at this point?
Well, I'm really pleased with how that's going. A lot of people don't realize that UIS has had a presence in Peoria for about 35 years, just over 35 years. We recently hired a new director for our Peoria programs, and she is going to be taking the lead. I'm very, very pleased with Dr. Joyce Shattuck, who's our new director there. We're going to be using a consultant this fall to do a market study and help us understand what programs would best serve the city of Peoria. But we're very pleased to have the opportunity to look at expanding the presence of the University of Illinois in Peoria. It's a vibrant city. They're very excited, and they certainly recognize the need for a public higher education presence, a greater presence. We've been there, as I said, for a long time. And so I'm looking forward to learning more about exactly what would be the best decision about what we can do there.
Now, when we talk about the faculty on this campus, I guess one of the things that has come up to me more in the past year, more questions I've been asked about, is the former president of the University of Illinois will be teaching, I guess, on this campus. Can you explain, will Michael Hogan actually physically be on this campus? Will he be teaching a class this fall or this coming year?
Yes, he certainly will be. In fact, Dr. Hogan is a distinguished professor of history. So we will be welcoming him to our faculty this fall. He'll be on campus as a distinguished professor. He will have two classes this fall, and I'm looking forward to the contributions that he is going to be making to the history department and to the university as a whole.
We are talking with UIS Chancellor Susan Cook. Another area that has seen quite a bit of growth here on the campus has been athletics. One of the first hires, maybe the first hire possibly, that you made when you came to UIS was the hiring of the athletic director. What do you see as your vision for UIS athletics?
Well, you're right. In fact, I interviewed Kim Pate before I had actually started. So that was, in fact, my first hire when I arrived a few years ago. And I'm very pleased with the direction that this new Division II athletics program is going. I think Division II is right where we ought to be. This is an area of athletics where there's a strong commitment not only to excellence in athletics, but to excellence in academics and to community involvement. And I was really pleased to see the State Journal Register do a wonderful editorial just a few days ago encouraging the community to get behind UIS athletics. We've got a lot of building to do in that area, but I think we have a strong foundation that we can build on.
Now, I know you probably hear people talk, though, on the opposite side and wonder whether or not it's prudent to spend money on athletics when, you know, higher education is struggling financially the way it is to do different things, that it may be more of its core mission even. Your response to that?
Well, first of all, I would remind folks that this is Division II, not Division I. So, you know, the amount of money that gets spent on athletics in Division I, you know, that might be a really strong argument. But the way I see this is that these are our students. They are just as qualified academically as any other student. In fact, the average GPA of our student athletes is actually higher than the average GPA of the rest of the student body, which I think is interesting. These are students that do well in the classroom. They come to UIS in large part, because they want to continue to engage in their athletic activities. My responsibility is to ensure that our students have a great experience, that they have great coaches, that they have good facilities. In the same way that we want our students in theater to have a great facility or any other activity. So I'm very supportive of student athletes, and I think that athletics certainly has a place. Now, that having been said, you always have to keep an eye on athletics to make sure that it doesn't occupy too much space.